Foundation. Distance education provider Brainline has expressed the hope that South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa will use his State of the Nation address to showcase government's commitment to tackle pressing challenges within the country's educational sphere. Brainline Chief Executive Colleen Cronje says it's essential that the President convince the public that South Africa's education is in good hands. More from Colleen Cronje.
The sun has become something that we look forward to. And the reason I think why we look forward to is we need to find hope. And one of the places that we want to find hope is from the mouth of our president, because who else is going to give us hope in a country which is currently living through very difficult times? So in the same way, I am looking forward to the sauna to find out, but is the president going to give us hope? But after the sauna, is that hope going to become something which turns around and becomes reality?
And what do you wish the president could address with regards to education in South Africa?
You know, education is also a thing that everybody talks about. And I, in business studies, learned something. They talk about hygiene factors. In other words, if you have a company and there are problems with paying salaries or problems with normal things such as health and safety, your employees are dissatisfied and they cannot work properly. In the same way in education, if our schools are not functioning properly, if they don't have running water, if they don't have proper toilet facilities, then it becomes a hygiene factor in as much as then the learners and the teachers in that school cannot function. So therefore, we cannot talk about effective education if the hygiene factors, meaning the basics, the fundamentals, have not been taken care of. So if we talk about technology and everything else, which is wonderful, dishing out tablets to schools, it all sounds wonderful, but are the fundamentals there? Have we taken care of the basic needs of our learners? Are they safe? Do they have running water in school? Are the teachers happy? Can they teach in a safe environment? All of these issues need to be in place before we can talk about effective education.
And the issue of rolling out e-tablets for all school children, don't you think maybe that's part of the government's plan to address the state of education in the country?
Yes, I do agree with you fully. But it's almost like for me, and this is just a personal opinion of mm-hmm. myself, it's almost like taking a dog and instead of putting the collar around its neck, you actually put the collar around the foot. So it's not effective because the dog cannot walk properly. It only walks on three legs if you put the collar around the foot. But if you put the collar in the right place, around its neck, you can effectively keep it in control and lead it properly as its owner. In the same way in education, putting a tablet in a school is wonderful. That's the collar on the dog. But is it placed properly at the right time? Do teachers understand how to use those tablets? Do the children understand how to use those tablets? And is those tablets in a safe environment or is it being locked up in a safe? Because safety of the school has not been taken care of. So it sounds wonderful, and it is wonderful. So we are in favor of technology, but you have to use technology effectively.
Now let's talk about the issue of schools which remain overcrowded. How do you think the government should address this one?
I think government, if I would like to invite government to take the hand of all education stakeholders in our country, and I'm talking about everybody, the private sector, home education, distance education, to see how they can enhance relationships with all these stakeholders. I don't even want to use the fancy word stakeholders. We're all just people wanting the best for our children. We all want to act in the best interest of our children. So how can government come along and say, come to the party, let's all work together and let's all see how we can address these issues? And I think distance education, technology, home education, the private sector, all of us can make a contribution if the government can only put out its hand, and we most certainly would put our hand back into the hand of the government and make a solid bond between the two of us to get learners through the system effectively.
And also the statistics shows that 78% of 10-year-olds in South Africa cannot read with comprehension. Do you feel that's one of the issues that should be addressed this evening?
the greatest issue, because if you're not able to read, but not only just read, if you're not able to read with understanding, the knowledge, you can Google, you can take a book, the knowledge will forever be closed. I need to be able to read to access information. And if I can read with understanding, then I can gain not only knowledge, but also wisdom and insight, because I then get more and more knowledge that I can compare, that I can critically think about, that I can have conversations about, etc., etc. So the fundamentals are reading, but are not only reading, reading with understanding.
Well, that reporter brings us almost 15 minutes before the top of the hour. That was Colleen Cronier, Chief Executive at Brainline, on the line there speaking to Lebogang Mabange. Remember,